Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Well, barely 2 weeks after the U.S. polls closed in an election he is now projected to lose, President Donald Trump took to Twitter to fire the official responsible for spearheading efforts to secure the vote. Trump late Tuesday berated the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Christopher Krebs, for making what he called a highly inaccurate statement about the election, alleging the November 3rd presidential election was marred by massive improprieties and fraud. Krebs responded to his firing on social media, saying he was honored to serve. Iota continues to pound Nicaragua with strong winds and heavy rains even after weakening from a hurricane to a tropical storm. As of late Tuesday night, the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Iota had winds of 65 kilometers an hour on a path towards Honduras. Iota made landfall Monday on the northeastern coast of Nicaragua as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm left scores of communities cut off from the outside world and forced thousands of residents to evacuate their homes. At least 8 people across the region have been killed, including 2 children, who reportedly drowned while trying to cross a flooded river in Nicaragua. The Pentagon announcing hundreds of U.S. troops will be coming home in the coming weeks following President Trump's order to remove about 2,000 service members from Afghanistan and 500 troops from Iraq before next year's U.S. presidential inauguration being held on January the 15th. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us, voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. medical establishment is urging President Trump to share critical COVID-19 data with projected president-elect Joe Biden's team, or risk needless deadly lags in tackling the pandemic. Biden team has been trying to devise a coordinated national coronavirus strategy, and the open letter from 3 leading healthcare organizations came as more state and local governments are scrambling to try to tamp down a COVID-19 surge threatening to overwhelm hospitals across the country. Meantime, the U.S. city of New Orleans has canceled the Mardi Gras parades next February as the coronavirus continues to surge here in the U.S. A spokesperson for New Orleans City said that the celebrations, which were scheduled to take place on February 16th, cannot happen with current limits on outdoor gatherings. The states of Maryland and Ohio also imposed 10 p.m. curfews on bars and restaurants because of the uptick in coronavirus cases. During the past week, the United States had recorded an average of nearly 150,000 new cases per day, according to Johns Hopkins University. The country has registered more than 11.3 million total cases during the pandemic, the most in the world. Ethiopia's Prime Minister said Tuesday that a final and crucial military push in the rebellious region of Tigray will take place in the coming weeks. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, Africa's youngest leader, launched a military offensive against the Tigray regional government last week after regional forces attacked an army base in the region. The final critical act of law enforcement will be done in the coming days, according to Abiy. The UN Refugee Agency said Tuesday that already more than 25,000 Ethiopians, mostly women and children, have fled the violence in the country's Tigray region for Sudan. The Emergency Response Coordinator for the United Nations High Commissioner for the Refugees described the situation there as very bad. Tensions have been building in the region since September, when Tigray, the northernmost of Ethiopia's 9 regional states, defined they held a regional election after Abiy postponed the polls, citing the COVID-19 pandemic. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.